Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, this 50-minute empowerment where we encourage the Christian believer in their walk of faith and how to trust God every single day and every situation and every circumstance. And we, as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we prove and trust His will and His word for us, we see ourselves become light. We see ourselves become strong believers of faith. We see ourselves grow and increase. We see ourselves be an encouragement to other people, that as we begin to show and demonstrate the light and the love of Jesus Christ, they are drawn to that light, drawn to this love that we display. And God gets glory in us and through us in the earth because of our obedient walk of faith. The process of there is not an easy process, but it's a process that's going to bring a great reward to every believer if they stand and endure to the end and they do it according to the will and the word of God, aligning with His word, and knowing that when we do, that God will bless us, God will protect us, God will provide for us, God will reward us not only here, but a greater reward when we see Him face to face. And so it's a marvelous thing to be chosen by God, because God chooses unlikely people for His purpose and His plan. And He always chooses people that He knows are going to bring glory to Him. And He knows that we're going to do it because we love Him and we need Him and we pull on Him. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about the place of dwell, the place that we should live in, the place where we should abide in. And this place is a place that sometimes the world and the circumstance and the pressures of life try to pull us out. But we've got to learn how to stay in that place of dwell, that live in the place of dwell, abide in the place of dwell. The place of dwell, the place where we live, is that place where we've settled ourselves. We've lodged ourselves in to stay in confident trust in the presence of the Lord, in the word of God, in the will of God. We've decided within ourselves, I'm not going to be moved. If God is God, and we know that He is, we know that He's everything that He says He is. We know that He cares about every detail of our lives. And if He cares about every detail of our lives, He's already made a way of escape. He's already made a plan for us. He's already commanded a breakthrough for us. We have to just go through this process of abiding, living, as we face circumstances that try to testify or try to exalt itself above the knowledge of Jesus Christ. These situations try to speak louder than the word of God. But we've got to remember, we're living in the place of dwell. We're staying in the place of dwell. We are lodging, housing ourselves into the place of dwell. We're going to live in God's presence. We're going to live in God's peace. We're going to live in God's world. We're going to live according to God's plan, and we're going to watch that come to pass in our lives, even though everything around us is speaking and saying the opposite. This place is an intimate place of trust. This is a place where we're communing with God. We're talking to God in our worship, in our praise. We're telling Him who He is, what He means to us, how much we trust Him and confidently believe Him. And this place of dwell is where we fall in love with God over and over and over and over again, because we see another side of Him. We see another greatness of Him. We see His faithfulness. We see His power. We see Him move mightily for us. So we live in that place confidently, knowing that we're not there alone, that we're not abiding in this place alone, but we're living in the presence of a mighty God whose presence is greater than the greatest mountain that you could ever think or ever see. Whatever mountain is the greatest in the earth, God's presence is greater than that. And that's the place where we live. That's the place where we dwell. The place of peace, the place of reassurance, the place of restoration, the place where we can confidently rest and the word of God, that He will do what He says. And everything is going to try to pull at you, to pull you out of this place. You're going to have life, circumstance, family, marriage, children, the job, the ministry, physical things, finances, that will always pull on you to take you out of that place of peace. And even though we are in this world, but we're not of this world, we still deal with different circumstances of life. But in dealing with those things, we don't deal with them as if we don't have hope, or we don't have an answer, or we don't have a father, or we don't have a God who's concerned about us. We deal with them saying, the same God that brought me through all of these other things in my life, the same God that saved me and delivered me, the same God that's been with me, the same God that answered me, the same God that's been for me, the same God that has provided a way of escape, the same God that's worked out every detail and been there to prove himself to me, is the same God that's going to help me with this. I'm going to pull on his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, his revelation, his discernment. I'm going to pull on his word and everything that is in him to get what I need because he's a good father. He's not going to give me a stone when I'm asking for bread. He's going to give me what I have need of. And so when I stay in the place of dwell, I don't have to pull on God as if he's not there. It's a simple question of me asking as if he's right there in the room with me, right there in that place with me, right there in the car. And I can just say what I need to say and know and expect that he is going to answer and he's going to move on my behalf. That I don't have to wait until Sunday, or I don't have to wait until someone else prays. But because he's my father, and I know him, and I live in the place of dwell, I live in the place where I know he abides. In the presence of the Lord is where I know he abides. I know he lives. I know he's at. So I go there. I go there in prayer. I go there in worship. I go there in praise. I go there when I think about him. Every time the Bible lets us know that we're seated with him in heavenly places, and we're seated there through the Spirit. We're seated there that he's right there inside of us, a very present help. And every time I call on him, the place of dwell allows me to have access with him because I'm not waiting until Sunday to talk to him. I'm talking to him every single day. I'm living with him every single day. When you understand that, then you understand that there's a confident trust in God. You have a confident trust in God that you confess. You confess it, and you tell everyone else, I trust God confidently in these areas with all of my life, with everything that's going on. I confidently believe that he's going to show up. I confidently believe that he's going to make a way. I confidently believe that he's with me. I confidently believe that he's my healer. I confidently believe that he's my savior, my king, that he's coming back. I have confidence and I confess it. And when I talk about him, when I glorify him, when I magnify him, I confidently say, I decree, I make large, I make great the God that I trust and believe in. When I stay in the place of dwell, I have an assurance that because I trust God, I don't have to fear the evil that's around me because I have the protection of God. The word lets me know that he's given a host of angels for me. He's given me the blood of Jesus. He's given me his name. He's given me his power to bind and to loose. I am confident that he is not going to allow the evil of this world or evil people to just overthrow me. I'm confident that he's going to let me finish the course of my life and the purpose because I stay in the place of dwell and I want to be pleasing to him. That my life is not lived for the pleasure of me, but it's the pleasure of him. I lose my life to gain him. Whatever his will is, that's what I lose my life. I lose my life to please him, to make sure that I fulfill the purpose of what he created me to be and to do in the earth, that he himself looks at me and he keeps me alive because I'm going to bring him glory every single day. I'm going to do something. I'm going to say something that someone else will know that my God is awesome. My God is great. My God lives. My God reigns. And the enemy, the devil, is going to be mad with me every single day that I get up. Because I'm getting up in the resurrecting power of God that says he has all power over everything. And that same power dwells and lives in me. When you have that confidence, you have the confidence when you stay in that place of dwell of the promise that everything that God has said concerning Jesus Christ and the finished work of the cross, of everything that he's done, is mine, belongs to me. I have that promise. I have that promise because I stay in the place of dwell. I know that those every promise of God is yes and amen to me. They are mine, and I can confidently trust that. I have the promise of everything that Jesus has given through his death, burial, and resurrection. I have the promise of all of those things. And when we believe and we stand like that, and we see God as majesty, and we see him as a divine one, and we understand how great he is, that there's nothing too hard for him, there's nothing impossible with him, that he works everything according to his will, his purpose, and his plan, that there's no good thing that he would withhold from us. When we understand that, we can stay in that place of dwell, even though the problems are coming, we can say, I will trust in the Lord. I will believe his report. He will not let me down. He will make a way. And I don't know how he's going to do it, but I'm going to stay in the place of dwell, the place of peace, the place where I can abide and live, the place where I can remain right there in the presence of God, where I trust him because he's my refuge and my fortress. He's the place of my protection. He's the fortress of my life. He is that fortified place of my life. Nothing can beat God, defeat God. Nothing. The enemy cannot beat God. The enemy cannot destroy God. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He has been there from the very beginning, before anything ever began. He was there. And anything that has been made, it's been made by God. So if everything's been made by God and he's in the beginning and before anything else was, and he has all power and he has all authority, then the place of dwell is a place that I sit and I remain confidently knowing that the God that has been forever and will remain forever, who has all power, who's paid the penalty for my sins, who sent his son, who now lives inside of me, who has worked everything according to his will, that is in control of everything, knows the beginning from the end, already made a way for my escape, never will allow anything to consume me and destroy me because I'm the glory of him in the earth and I'm giving and bringing him glory. That same God is going to make sure that I come out with victory, come out on top, make sure the victory of everything that he has already accomplished is seen and evident in my life because I stay in the place of dwell. I'm living right there. I'm not letting the enemy steal my joy, my peace, not my testimony, my overcoming testimony, or my decrees. I will continue to declare them while I'm waiting for the manifestation of everything that he says because I'm living in the place of dwell. He's going to make sure that where I abide at, he's going to be there because I'm abiding in him. He's going to make sure. But we understand that it's like we are as the children of Israel. We are in that same predicament almost. We are at a place where we have a Pharaoh after us. We have a kingdom that's after us, trying to enslave us, trying to destroy us. But every single time, God makes a way. God plagues the enemy that tries to plague us. God turns back that weapon on our enemies. God makes sure that Red Sea is always open up to swallow up our enemy. God makes sure that he always provides what we need, that he lets us win over our enemy time and time again because we remain confident in the place of dwell. We see the saving power, the demonstration of God. We see him telling us, because you love me, because you want me and need me and you draw nigh to me in your prayer, in your worship, in your praise, in your faith, in your trust, I'm going to make sure I show you my salvation. I'm going to make sure I always give you what you need. I'm going to make sure that I provide for you. And even as you're growing in the grace and the knowledge of me, even as you're growing, as you go through trials and tribulation, your faith is growing, your trust is growing, your obedience is growing, and you're seeing me manifest and demonstrate my power in your life because you confidently believe I'm not going to leave you nor forsaken you. I'm not going to let the enemy win over you. I'm not going to let that situation take you out, but I'm going to show up in the nick of time. I'm up to something great, the same way I was with the children of Israel when they faced their Pharaoh and their Egyptian kingdom. I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to walk you through. I'm going to let you see my power, and even though you might get afraid, confidently know I'm not going to let you go. I'm right there, and you turn that fear around, because fear is false evidence appearing real. It looks like the enemy's winning. It looks like you're not going to come out. It looks like you're not going to overcome, but go back and stay in that place of dwell and watch God prove himself in your life as a great and mighty power and source. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Prophets of There. I hope you have been encouraged in this 15 minutes and that you continue to stay in the place of dwell. God has got some great things for you. Do not be dismayed. God is my mark. He will satisfy you with his salvation and his hand. Be blessed. We'll see you tomorrow.